tend to write poems within a rhythm rhyme fashion to discover potential while making love to my passion. This language I practice to tell the weak to take action, to make a way for themselves in a world where they have no traction. I milk this cow, I call English for every drop that she's got, to take a bucket of verbiage into the stream of my thought. I have no fear of brittle bones being broke by insecure hate, creating for the sake of making great from the naught. What's naught is a sentence that hinges on deprivation of a human's capability to find motivation. I find it sick and absurd to use the power of word to knock a man down in the midst of his tribulation. And that's an introduction to the problem we face, hatred using this language to take a stab at God's grace. So I milk this cow daily to find some wisdom filled ways to verbally remove these undertakers from their place. It's not political or critical, it's simply analytical to say that being cynical is literal death. Have we tried it? Yes, we know when we contrive it and go. We murder the soul of the hopeful with our cynical breath. What is further when we murmur verbal murder? We begin to bury the burden borne by a beautiful sin, which we committed then admitted, sure we do it again, because we're high on adrenaline from abusing our friends. How empowering this glowering tone in our voice that has a showering venom with our articulated noise. We use some flowery words to trick the little girls and boys, but our method is hollow, it is the cowardly choice. Don't miss my meaning, leaning closer to hear it. I do not hate who we are, I hate our cowardly spirit. It is a product of automatic robotic behavior. Without interruption, we go on hating our neighbors. So I'm using my verbiage to be my method to how I might break this behavior. It is an interrupting cow. This cow I call in English is just a gift from the light to verbally murder my undertaker inside.